Number four is start with a dialogue, not a presentation. So this is the part where I want us to begin to think about the goal of the call. And the goal of the call is to create a two-way dialogue, not a one-way pitch, because a two-way dialogue engages people in a conversation. Okay? And we're not going to set the person up for a yes or no. This approach is not designed as a technique or a trick to trick someone to buy something. This is designed to engage people in a natural conversation, as you would with a friend, so both of you can determine together if it's worth your time to pursue or not. So you can leave the call or pursue the call on both of your terms. So the key to think about in this point is to not assume, not make assumptions in your mind that you believe this prospect should buy what you have, right? Even if you have the profile of your ideal client who you believe could really use your services, if you mentally assume that in your mind before you make the call, they can pick that up a mile away. Even if you're genuine and honest, and that's the caveat to think about today, is you have to be very aware that you're not mentally assuming the sale before you call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting, you know, we haven't got to the solution yet, but I'm hearing in your voice that it's about genuine sincerity, and you're saying sincerely don't be approaching it as you're going to sell this guy.
Well, because logically you don't know if they can buy it or not, right? You have no information about their decision-making process. You have no information about their budget. You know nothing. So by you assuming that you're going to sell them something on that first call, you are setting yourself up for a failure, and that's the whole problem with traditional selling.